Welcome back to another episode of Insider Twins Podcast with me, Lauren Snyder. It feels so good to get back on the mic again and chat with y'all because honestly, I've been going through it and I've been talking about it a little bit on TikTok, but the last few months I have just been feeling so mentally drained, unfulfilled, just a lack of day-to-day excitement with my life. I feel as though I've been living very routine and kind of like a hamster on a hamster wheel right now. Like all the days are meshing together because I do the same thing day after day after day. So these last few weeks, I've really put in the work and the effort to transform my routine and really change my mindset so that I wake up feeling motivated in the morning to do my day-to-day routine, and I wake up feeling inspired and creatively recharged because I've been feeling so drained in that aspect too, which I get really hard on myself for because obviously my job is me being creative and me showing my life. And when I'm feeling not inspired and I'm not feeling like the best version of myself, I don't want to showcase that online and share that side of me because it's not who I am, you know? So one thing that was huge that I've noticed has really, really helped out may seem incredibly obvious, but I thought it was worth doing a whole podcast episode about because I think we could all implement this. And it's unplugging from social media and unplugging from our devices because this really, really can change your life. And it's something that obviously my work is all within my phone, and so many of us are on our phones probably like 8 hours daily. I have seen my screen time within the last few months and I've been disgusted. Like I really, really want to work out lowering that. And I've been really taking a conscious effort of who I follow and what I'm consuming on social media. What am I scrolling? What information am I, you know, just taking in subconsciously? We scroll on our phones without even realizing what messages we're sending to our brain or our body by what we're consuming. So unplugging from the device is the number one thing I have for just getting out of a funky state and really trying to find your routine again and find the rhythm and zest for life, because essentially that's what I've been lacking. And I told myself, you know what, let's start with one of the most simple things I can do. And I know it will make the biggest difference also, and that is disconnecting from social media and not being so much of a consumer. So today I wanted to share a few of the ways that unplugging from social media has really benefited my life, and you could use this as something to inspire you to get off your phone a little more, lower your screen time, and just really work at implementing a very intentional daily routine. First and foremost, very simple, but less scrolling on my phone has really helped improve my mental clarity and my mood so much. For me, ignorance is bliss. So if I'm not spending the empty moments of my day scrolling on TikTok or Instagram and seeing all these people's successes or where they're traveling to or what they're up to, I don't know all of that, you know? So being off of my phone helps me stay in tune with my life and my goals and being proud of what I have accomplished. We have heard it a million times before, but comparison is the thief of joy. And social media has gotten to a point, for me at least, where I compare myself so much to everyone I see online. And especially with it being my career, it's really hard to look at other people doing something similar to me and feel as though I'm doing enough. So take a step back, acknowledge all that you've done and all that you will do, and not think about everything else that everyone else is doing, because we are so inundated with people's lives and it was never like this years and years ago. Also, I have to add, I have been huge into Pinterest lately. To me, it is so relaxing, and Pinterest has anything and everything that you could ever want. Recipe ideas, outfit ideas, interior design ideas, organization. To me, it is so relaxing. I'll create vision boards for my life, mood boards. I absolutely love it. So when you feel inclined to mindlessly scroll on TikTok or Instagram and waste hours, definitely start doing that on Pinterest because it just recharges me creatively, I feel like, and I just feel so much more inspired on Pinterest, and it's honestly very calming. I love it. Okay, this next one definitely took me by surprise because I used to think that I would scroll social media primarily for the intent to get different content ideas, feel inspired by other influencers, but within these last 2 weeks, week and a half that I've really lowered my screen time, I have felt incredibly creatively recharged. I did not realize the increase of creativity that I would feel from lessening my time on social media because I always thought, oh, if I get ideas from other people or if I spend time scrolling TikTok, I'll have an idea pop into my head or that sound will inspire me to create whatever it is. But for me, that's just not the case. And I have truly felt so recharged with the different content that I'm creating. I have been filming YouTube videos back to back to back. I've been creating TikToks like never before. I have a whole list of different podcasts that I want to record within this next, you know, few weeks, few months. And this is something that I have not felt in so, so, so long. And I think a lot of it has to do with the more we consume online, the more we lose sense of self. And we kind of lose our identity a little bit with other people's lifestyles or other people's personalities that we're constantly watching and viewing. And so spending less time scrolling and consuming, I have started to put that energy into my creative endeavors. And like I said, been filming a lot of YouTube videos and creating podcast episode ideas and just feeling so fulfilled in that aspect. And it's really recharging because I'm sharing so much of my life and my personality and not feeling as though my personality is being influenced by other people that I watch online. So I feel really, really good. And knowing that, like knowing how I feel right now is inspiration in itself and motivation for me to keep my screen time low and to not mindlessly scroll like I used to. This probably goes without saying, but I'm just here to remind you, let's all do a fun little activity right now and go to our settings, scroll down to screen time, take a peek at that number. Yeah, it's probably pretty scary. And if you want to do the math, go right ahead, but it might stress you out a little bit more. But you can turn that into the percentage of your day that you spend online or the percentage of your week that you spend scrolling social media, or if you want to take a step further, of your year. And that percentage of our life that is being consumed with social media and most importantly, like other people's lives, because more often than not, our consumption is unproductive that we do. I'm not here to take away the fun of social media, okay? Like, I'm not saying give up social media at all. Like, heck no, this gives me a job, okay? Yeah, like, no, that's not the point. My point is being cautious of what you're consuming online and even just limiting the scrolling time by like 2 or 3 hours. Okay. Mine right now is at 8 and that just like hurts me every time. Like granted, I do a lot of work on my phone. Okay. But that is no excuse. At the end of the day, I'm like, that's not really an excuse. So yeah, I have been way more productive. I feel as though I've gotten up earlier in the morning. I've had more of a relaxing start to my day because I don't go on my phone right away in the morning. I make it an intent to go on it after I have worked out, so that's around 10 to 11 a.m., I really enjoy my slow mornings. And even if you just say you're going to pick up your phone and scroll for like 5 minutes in the morning, first things first when you wake up, no, you're not. You're lying to yourself. That's not what you're going to do. Or if you think, oh, I need to check my phone just in case. No, nothing happened. Just relax. You know, you can respond to those emails, respond to that person in 3 hours. Like nothing will change. I don't check my phone in the morning and I have the best slow intentional start to my day, which I think that is like the primer for a productive day ahead because I'll take some time to journal, to plan out my day, to do my skincare, to work out. We all have the time to do that. Just check where you're investing your time into. You probably pick your phone up 3 to 4 times within an hour and each of those times you spend about 5 minutes doing a quick scroll or whatever and you just think it's, you know, nothing. But those 3 to 4 times within that hour add up to 20 minutes. Those 20 minutes, you could have done your skincare, you could have been journaling, you could have been doing like 3 different quality self-care habits that will actually move the needle for your goals that you have set for yourself and create a productive routine for you. So be mindful of where you're pouring your energy. Where is your time going? And again, you can create a routine for yourself that prioritizes productivity and self-care that doesn't involve your phone. Moving right along, last but not least, this is probably one of the most important ones because you've heard it a million times before, as have I, but sleep is the number one pillar of your health and wellness. And getting quality sleep at night is really going to set you up for the next day ahead. And as much as we prioritize a good quality morning routine, the night routine is equally, as if not more, important than the morning routine. And I have my routine set up to where I'll plug my phone in at night, and the second I plug that phone in, I'm either opening a book or I'm going right to bed. I'll put my red light on. I have like this Hatch alarm dupe that I got off of Amazon. Simply the best $30 I have ever spent in my life. I will link it for y'all in the show notes because that is my best purchase of 2024 and it's only March. And I think that will stay at my number one favorite purchase because it was not just $30, but it has a red light. It has white noise so I can have a white noise playing while I'm sleeping. Oh my gosh, and then it wakes me up in the morning with like a sunrise simulation at 6:30 in the morning. And I used to not be an early riser like that. I would always hit snooze when my alarm went off. But this is the best thing because it allows me to wake up in the morning and feel very like at peace, you know? Like I'm not stressed because I hear this obnoxious, crazy loud alarm. And because I'm not scrolling my phone before I head to bed, my cortisol levels aren't spiked. So I'm getting much more of like a quality, restful REM type of sleep, which is what you need. So less scrolling, either opening up a book before I head to bed, enjoying tea. Maybe this is the time that you'll journal if you aren't a huge morning person. Maybe you take those morning rituals that I like to do and then you can incorporate them within your night routine. Whatever it is, whatever activity is going to get you off of your phone, do that before you go to bed at night. And it's so relaxing. So those were just a few of the quick benefits that I've noticed within my own daily routine that unplugging from social media and spending less time on my phone has really helped out with. Obviously, I'm not here to say get off of social media because, I mean, heck, if you did that, my job wouldn't exist. And I love social media just as much as the next person does. I'm just here to help you create better boundaries around it and just enjoy it in more of a mindful and effective way. So I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in, and I will chat with you all in my next episode. Bye, guys.